You're listening to SBS News.
At this time of year, around 15,000 people visit the sanctuary here in Lourdes each day. But where I am right now, which is in front of the grotte or the cave where the Virgin Mary is said to have appeared, there are just 30 people kneeling for afternoon prayers. But that's deceptive, because there are cameras and microphones here to pick up the mass and broadcast it to an audience worldwide.
At the beginning of each mass, the on-duty priest addresses that global prayer community.
And though we are not that many because of this epidemic, but we are linked throughout the world with pilgrims doing this in a very spiritual way, through the internet, through the mass media.
A few hundred meters away is the Lourdes Studios, where a technician is juggling between 20 different cameras to send the mass out live. It goes out on Lourdes Web TV and all Francophone countries worldwide through the French Catholic Church TV channel KTO. Mathias Terrier is head of the sanctuary's broadcast team.
Le sanctuaire de Lourdes a une colonne vertébrale que sont les pèlerinages organisés.
The backbone of the sanctuary of Lourdes are the officially organized pilgrimage groups, and most of them are cancelled. But the members want to maintain a spiritual link, even if they can't come in person. That's why we worked with them to put in place virtual pilgrimages or prayer services in front of the grotto, broadcast specifically for them in their own languages.
Padre e del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo.
Every day, prayer services are held in French, English, Italian, and Spanish, and occasionally in Chinese and Korean, as religious channels across the globe dip in and out.
Avancé dans le dossier de la reprise de la fonderie de la SAM de Viviez en Aveyron.
There is also a well-equipped radio studio and frequent Facebook live events with clergy. Since the pandemic, viewers have soared from 1 to 5 million a day. Followers on social media have jumped 40%. But the rector of the sanctuary, Olivier Ribaudot-Dumas, insists it's only a temporary solution.
The goal of all these broadcasts is not to find a way of keeping pilgrims at a distance, but to create a desire for them to return to Lourdes. A pilgrimage sitting on your couch doesn't work. Our objective is to support the faithful in their prayers and strengthen their bond with the Virgin Mary and encourage them to return as soon as they can.
Away from the sanctuary, it's eerily quiet. Lourdes has the most hotels in France except for Paris, but with their slightly retro signage and lights all switched off, it feels more like an old film set.
The Bartres, and sometimes we book mass in Bartres.
Lisa Dodd of Tangney Tours, which usually brings over 10,000 UK pilgrims a year, is also trying an interactive approach to stay in contact.
We know that they are missing Lourdes because we get a lot of repeat business. They would come back year after year. And so missing 1 year of their annual pilgrimage is a big deal to them. And we understand that. So we've been doing what we can to let people know that we're remembering them here in Lourdes, making videos for groups that want to see us lighting candles.
Je vous salue, Marie, pleine de grâce. Le Seigneur est avec vous.
While their flock may not be physically present, religious teams in Lourdes are pushing ahead with plans to stay connected with the faithful around the world. Last July, the sanctuary organized a day-long broadcasting event called Lourdes United. 80 million people tuned in, the station's software crashing when Indian broadcasters picked up the live signal. While the pandemic continues to keep the pilgrims away, the desire of the faithful to feel connected is clearly stronger than ever.